an overall D3 variance, and then the conditions and or bulk requirements that they don't meet are the following. I'll note that the lot area width and depth, they're existing non-conformities, but in the resolution, I'll just kind of note those. There's a front yard setback to the house along Monmouth at 0 feet, 12 foot's the requirement. That's number 3 on Roger's list. We're going to eliminate that isolate.
What's that?
Number 4 goes away.
Yeah, number 4 goes away. Number 5, there's a front yard setback to the deck along Monmouth, which is they're at 0 feet, 7 feet's the requirement to the deck. 6 goes away. Number 7, then there's the front yard setback to the house along Newport, 0 feet or 12 feet's required. Number 8, I believe, goes away on
correct.
The list. And there's a front yard setback to the second floor deck along Newport, 7 feet's requirement, 0 feet's proposed. There's a front yard setback to the third floor deck.
That goes away because the variances are granted for the...
Since the variances are granted. Okay, so number 10 goes away. Then there's a rear yard setback. They're at 0 feet to the house, 12 feet's required. Building coverage, they're at 100%, 60% is permitted. Lot coverage, they're at 100%, 75% is permitted. The height shall not exceed 35.42 feet to the extent there's some redesignage of the roof. 31 feet is the permitted maximum. The stories, 2.5 stories are allowed, which is basically 2.75. The third story can be 75% of the floor below, and they're at 80% or 2.8 stories, so that's a slight variance. Parking is now compliant, is that correct?
Off-street parking, if the board grants the variances for the curb cut and location of that, I believe that they meet the parking.
Right, the number of parking spaces, they do have 2. And then the curb cut width, you're allowed 18 total width with 2 curb cuts. They have 29 total. They have an 11-foot and an 18-foot. And then the distance, the last variance or deviation I have is the distance to the intersection to Newport from the...
curb cut
they're 13 feet and 25 feet required. And there's some conditions that we imposed. First of all, that isolated lot, that's just going to be removed from the application. I believe that's lot 41. That's not part of this application. There was testimony about relocating the way that door opens on the ground floor. I'll articulate that a little better, but
The stairway door.
And then...
It's the open-facing Newport Avenue.
Great. All right. Shall open-facing Newport. And then the applicant, the fire hydrant's going to be relocated. We'll take the word for it, but apparently the city's going to provide the hydrant, but the applicant will pay to relocate it from Newport to Monmouth Avenue. We'll note that no drainage, that depending on what they do with the roof, they're limited 35.42 feet to the maximum, but one of the conditions will be that all the drainage will have to be they can't drain onto the neighboring property.
Correct.
Pete, can you articulate, I know you said something about landscaping when I was concentrating on something else.
The landscaping would be between the side of the building and the back of the sidewalk along Monmouth Avenue.
And they're going to have to go to the city commission to get a license for using part of the right-of-way.
Not for landscaping. No, we
don't need it. Pardon me. I'm staying corrected.
Okay. So Roger stated that as good as I can. And then, you know, there's Roger's report has... Any other conditions in that, unless otherwise addressed, the applicant will comply with any other conditions of any other representations it made during the course of the hearing, subject to any outside approvals that may or may not be necessary.
A condition is they're asking for a waiver for the landscape plan, but I think we need to see the landscaping proposed for that area in the right of way.
Okay.
You're right with that, Jack?
Yeah.
We agree to provide that as a condition of approval. Okay.
To be reviewed and approved in the discretion of the board engineer and planner.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay, so that we'll need a motion and a second and a roll call vote.
I'll make the motion to approve.
We'll have a second?
I'll second.
And we'll have a roll call vote.
Jay Cook?
I'm going to vote yes on this application. Basically, this is an anomaly for the entire city. It's probably the first one I've seen like this in almost 40 years. So, it basically, I think the first thing to say is you can't zone a piece of property out of existence. And the bulk of the variances here are due to the size of the lot and how the thing used to exist. So, I think the city itself, I mean, the idea of variances and the amount of variances were triggered a long time ago, when the building was built, and now we're stuck, and the lot was developed at this point. So, that sets the stage for why we're here and why we're having all these problems. Now, as far as the height goes, the height is pretty much the same or very close to some of the other properties that are going into the area. But the building itself is a new structure which upgrades the existing housing stocks within the city. It's also FEMA compliant, which the other old structures weren't. And it's an effective use of the land. Now, there's always a key phrase in zoning and planning that comes about, and that's excessive narrowness, shallowness, or irregular shape, or unusual topography. This one's a narrow one and a shallow one. There's no two ways about it. And that's kind of a time-tested thing within the within land use itself. They're trying to meet the master plan. They're trying to meet the zone ordinance. And they're doing the best they can with it. They have come back and made amendments to their plan and changed it, which the board requested. Because very frankly, they were not doable in there. So they have come back that way. And the parking and the driveways that they worked out is an interesting scheme and can work. It's unusual, but it works. Can work. So with that, I have to say I am voting for it, and that's it.
Roman Zabby Hutch?
I also vote in favor of the application. I consider most of the variances due to the hardship conditions of the lot, and I think some of the other variances that have arisen are due to safety concerns that we have and the city has. So I think overall, I am pleased that changes were made quite a bit per our conversations. Initially, I was concerned about the height. I guess I still am. But I sense that with the structure across the street on Newport, this is going to be something that all the other little lots that are similar to this, one by one, will be made similar to what's going on here. That's just the future that's going to happen. With regard to the driveways, you have two one-way streets. The solution made, I think, works perfect. As I mentioned, I had conditions in my lot, in the prior home, on a two-way street, both on, because I was a corner lot. Never had a problem, so I don't expect a problem with the driver being so close to Monmouth. Overall, it will be aesthetically an improvement for the area, and I hope it generates other changes.
Lorraine Salata?
Well, this is a problem for me. I understand the limitations that have been placed on rebuilding something on this lot, and there's many of them I can overlook, but there are a handful that I really can't overlook. The setbacks, they are what they are. I understand that. Not happy with the height, the curb cuts, I'm not happy, the parking arrangement, in my mind is still questionable if that is really a solution. The curb cuts, all these things add up, and even the lot coverage, which was high before, and now they just even increased that. So it's like, to me, this is not a good plan, and I don't think it's an efficient use of the land. So for that reason, I have to say no.
Mike Wiesen.
There was some presentation too much.
how you got this building on such a small lot, but you did make the compelling case without the opposition from the person who's going to be affected the most, the next door neighbor. And with everything that Jay and Roman said, Ron did make a lot of good choices. The best use of this property probably would have been the stair street. It would have fit right on there, but
Peter Taco.
I'm going to vote in favor of the application. The variances, for the most part, existing nonconformities, no way around them. Not happy with the height of the building, but the reality of it is, in order to comply to FEMA's requirements and add parking to a spot that never had any parking before, you've got to raise this up. I mean, it would be nice to see it at just base flood elevation, but then you lose your parking. I applaud the applicant for being flexible in his design prior to the meeting and going forward to comply with the conditions of the approval, and I believe that it is the wave of the future, and all the buildings that are built over there, new, FEMA compliant, are going to be that high. So the hardships are an obstacle to ease. You can't get around. So my reason.
Tim Coop.
While I appreciate the number of changes that came in on this revision of the application, it's still a troubling application to me. The height, the number of variances that are still there, that are still some level of design, parking, the driveway, while I know it makes it more convenient for this property, it does take away from the neighborhood as well. So it just still feels like a very large building on a very small lot. And so I'm going to go no.
Greer Gaskell.
I know you asked. There's only so much you can do with a size lot. That's why I believe all these variants were created. As far as the project itself, I think it'll make the neighborhood much nicer, color looking. Neighborhood will be drawn up. And,
okay, we're complete.
Okay.
5 yes, 2 no.
5 yes.
So it passes.
So it carries.
Thank you very much for all the time and getting where we needed to be. Appreciate it.
What is her name? Rose, I'd like to thank you for coming this evening. Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank you all as well. Just so you get some sense of what was going on, there were two doctors that bought that property that were developing that I bought it from. They were going to turn it into a VRBO. They didn't have to come for any variances. They had no parking. 3 bedrooms, there would have been 12 people in that place all the time. So I feel a lot better that, you know, we're going to keep it restricted just a single family home and don't have that there. That's my own, that's my, you know, that's why.
Mr. Scipio, thank you for working with the board. We asked for things and you did them, so thank you for working with the board. Right. Take care of Rose, please. Okay. Okay, we have one person here this evening who'd like to make a comment to the board. Ma'am, please come forward.
You do not need to be sworn, but just tell us who you are and where you live.
Okay. I'm Marie DeYoung. I retired in Ventnor on the Bay, 6101 Monmouth Avenue. I'll be coming, and some other folks will be joining me at future meetings, because there's going to be a planning application coming to you about a proposed so-called waterfront development that is extremely problematic. Tonight, I'd like to take one component of the issue as we deal with it currently and ask for your help as a planning commission. My first property that I developed was up on Martha's Vineyard. Thank you for the work you do. I know how intense. My second property, rural Louisiana, similar sized towns. If we didn't do it right, it was torn down. I don't know how Ventnor works, but we have so many bizarre variances on our property that are hurtful. We need your help. Let me start. The waterfront itself, for some strange reason, they were allowed this year to rent boat slips to people who don't live in our building. And as you know, the law requires we're supposed to have a parking space for every boat that rents. Our building has 114 apartments right on Monmouth Avenue. I want you to listen to this because you're going to laugh. 114 apartments. We should have probably, when I did the numbers based on city code, we should have at least 135 parking spaces. We have about 80 parking spaces. Why? Because this building just does what it wants. Board members do not follow the law in terms of how you go through procedures with the city to get things changed. They just do it. How you do finances. The application that you're receiving, we have never even seen it. And you're getting the notice, and we're owners who should have voted on this capital improvement. Our parking spaces were removed after Hurricane Sandy around 2014, 2015. I've been collecting satellite pictures. We're doing sort of like a forensic analysis, building professionals, other professionals. So we're working our way back. Even if we had 114 spaces, it could be survivable. We've got senior citizens, disabled people. This week, getting threatening notices that their cars are going to be towed. Our parking spaces have been taken away by sheds that were put on there to accommodate these summer vacationers, bicycles and things of that. Parking spaces have been taken away. Parking spaces were taken away when people started doing development. I haven't been able to find a single permit or permission from the city for any parts of these developments. I'm always being told, oh, that's just a repair. Oh, that's just a repair. We never got a permit. Parking spaces were taken away because where there was parking, they put up a fence, they put up gazebos and recreational area. Parking spaces were taken away when the pool house is what they're calling it, but it's a generator room or whatnot. After Hurricane Sandy sometime, 2015, 2016, somewhere around there, they expanded the size of it. They changed the configuration. As it is, we've had all kinds of people trying to park on our lot. Then we have to go out and park on the streets. So our neighbors are angry at us because we're parking on the streets. And as I said, our disabled people are getting notices saying, if you don't park in such and such a space, we're going to tow your car. We need your help. We need code enforcement. Yes, sir.
There's an application coming in front of this board. We don't know what it is.
You don't know? It's about what they're doing. I don't know whose money they're using because they haven't come to us for a capital improvement vote, okay? But the plan is, and I'll be happy to send you copies of it because I got it from both the state, and of course I got a very flimsy, not the same plan that was sent to the city. To the city planning department. What it is for a marina, to go by the marina.
Ma'am, can I stop you for a second, please?
Yes, sir.
We do not have an application of anything from Veteran on the Bay right now. If there are any questions that you have regarding what has been developed, you're going to have to go to our building department in there and possibly one of our commissioners. But right now, the building is building department.
So go to the next commissioner's meeting about the parking spaces that have been taken away?
This is something that has to be held, Vic. This is a historical thing, and something I would suggest you meet with our construction code official, Mr. Agnesina first.
Okay.
On that. We hear applications.
Uh-huh.
We do not go back, and we're not an enforcement agency.
He doesn't, who has the authority? Because what I get from him and what I get in the Oprah responses is they do whatever they want.
Who gets it from who?
I've been filing to the building department, to the engineers. Was this approved? Was this approved? Cell towers up on the roof. Your city code says cell towers...
Cell towers many cell towers were approved over the years on that building.
I'm sorry?
Many cell towers were approved on that building over the years. There were several, there were about four applications.
They came in front of the board.
Yes.
That's all legal.
Yeah.
But what happened, yes and no? Yes and no?
No, it's yes.
We're missing $1.295 million of money, cell tower lease was sold?
As far as the money and the way your condominium operates, that's nothing...
That I understand, however, going back, like I said, we're doing a forensic, we have building professionals who are trying to figure out what the heck is going on, because we have structural roof problems. We have cracks going down the side of our building.
This is not our...
But here's the point.
You can address them. You either need to get an attorney to address if you have money missing.
Yeah.
You either have to report to the police, and you need to go to the building department. We can't hear anything, and I don't know...
Okay, what I'm saying is, this is coming to you. If the building department does have the application, we need your help as far as taking down the sheds.
I believe it's a CAFRA application, so it's to...
It's not, water's edge...
Waterfront development.
Yeah, no, waterfront development.
Right, so that's not the city, that's a state application.
When you say we need your help, we go by what the law dictates for us to do.
So parking spaces, can you help us enforce the fact that your code, the city code says we should have X number of parking spaces? You can't. Okay, sure.
We never allowed this to happen unless an application in front of us, and then the city people out there can come up and say everything we want. You're asking for something from us that we cannot do. We let you talk with...
Okay.
We sympathize with you, but you have to wait for the application to be presented.
I did get a copy from the city planning. I'm not, from the city department. It's not as complete as what they sent to the state, but they did send it.
I think you're doing a good job of doing your homework.
We're ready, when we can bring the people.
You can't do it before it's presented.
To your board here. Okay. Okay, so in the meantime, we do have pages and pages and attorneys and things to send to the DEP, and then at the right time, come here. Okay. Well, I appreciate. I thought it was connected for two reasons, like I said. Who gave the planning permission when our city code says you can't put sheds on when you have more than two dwellings, and two sheds were put up and took away 10, 12 parking spaces off of our lot? How do we, you know, who gave permission for that from the planning board?
Not here.
Who gave permission to take away?
Not of it.
Nobody.
They didn't ask for it.
This code
enforcement.
He needs to go to court and
for a shed to go up, it has to be built. Yeah, a building permit.
That's the term.
Not here.
That's the term.
A shed. City code. Well, big thing. Yeah. Okay. And the permanent structure that was changed around the pool to take away another 10 spaces. Once again, the building department. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste your time. It's been a long night, very long night. Thank you.
We don't want to blow you off.
No. And I hear you. I hear you. But believe me. Yeah.
But ma'am.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry.
You should have a copy of the site plan.
Right, and by the way, the city does not even have blueprints for our building, which is shocking to some of our professional builders. But that's how we figured, and in doing our forensics, our master deed says we have no buildings up on a roof but the elevator shaft, and there are all these buildings up there, which is causing our structural flaws. That's what we're dealing with.
Ma'am,
okay.
It's typical that there's not a lot of prints available for these buildings that were built 50, 60 years ago. A lot of the records of the city were destroyed in floods and other things. So we're a coastal community. And so some of the things that you're looking for just don't exist.
But the master deed is telling, and the aerial photographs are showing what was added 2014, 2015, 2018. That's how we're figuring
it
out.
That's where you do your homework.
Thank you.
I suggest you retain any professionals that you need to, like to support you and doing this whole thing.
All right, thank you. And thank you for your good work. I have to say, I'm not used to living in such a densely populated area on that front. I recognize you're trying to keep green spaces and privacy and all that sort of thing. Thank you for your good work. It's very hard. I wish. No, I'm down, I'm closer to the, I'm low enough so I can get out when there's a fire.
Listen, keep your good homework up.
Mike is saying.
Because when you come back and the application's good, you got all the fire.
All right, thank you. Yeah. I hear you. I definitely hear you. But I came, tonight, an 82-year-old man asked me to speak about the whole parking thing. Because he's getting treated for cancer and he comes home and then he gets a threat that he's going to be, because parking spaces were taken away without code enforcement.
Let's hold the conversation.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Take care.
Okay, you too.
All right, may I have a small time? I'd like to have a motion for adjournment, if you can work that in.
I just made one.
Okay.
I'll make the motion.
She wanted to survey, she made the second.
In a second, okay. So you did this first. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.